Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 12 of What's This Podcast. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
And let's start this show.
So, how are you? What did you do this past weekend?
I went to New York City.
Oh, how convenient. I also went to New York City.
Oh, did you? I didn't see you there.
No, it's a big city.
Yeah, I mean, lots of people to see, lots of things to do. I don't have any time. Remember that saying that was like on AIM when you were like, people to see, things to do, catch you later, 1, 4, 3. That doesn't make any sense. I must have said it wrong.
I think right now you just said it wrong, but...
Things to do, people to see, I'll catch you later, 1, 4, 3. You know? Like that's what the girl said.
I wasn't very hip.
Hip?
Yeah.
What, were you from like the 60s?
So I didn't say stuff like that. I didn't say LOL. I didn't say BRB. I didn't...
You don't say LOL?
I didn't say... No, I've just actually started using LOL.
Oh, like LOL, like lols with a Z was like my thing to say.
I didn't say G2G. I spelled all these things out.
I said GTG because there's no 2 in 2TO. Although I might have said G2G also. I must have switched it up for like, and BBL, like be back later.
The only thing I did was ASL.
Yeah, age, sex, location.
That's all.
Yeah. That's really all you need.
Yep, you go into a chat room and you just go, ASL?
You kept saying it, like, ASL, ASL, ASL.
That's all I said.
What were you, though? Did you tell them the truth or were you, like, 21, black? Oh, wait, they don't ask.
They don't ask for ethnicity, so that's...
Sometimes if they, like, ASLR.
I've never had that one.
No, I don't think that's a real thing, but maybe, you know.
I think that's a type of camera. No, that's a DSLR.
Oh, DSLR. Like, camera? What was the other things? People sometimes ask more, like, webcam or... DTF. DTF wasn't a thing back
then. DTF came with GTL.
Yeah, gym, tan, and laundry. I'll do any of those.
That's not true. You do the laundry.
I do laundry. But what did you say? Did you say you were like 12, male?
I never answered
location.
Those. I never really answered those.
Because you're just like, I don't have time for this.
I don't have time for this shit.
But you're like, I'm in the chat room. So.
I just like to creep on people. And laugh.
I liked how many like different types of chat rooms there were.
AOL had the best chat rooms. I wish they would bring back AOL chat rooms.
I know. I was thinking that today. I'm like, why aren't people on AIM anymore? Like, my away message is probably still on. You know, like, I have a little quote at the end that like says like...
You don't think you've ever signed off?
I don't know.
I think you still can use it. If you know the password,
yeah,
you can download it and sign on.
I think you can. But I think there's like an app for it too.
I don't know my password. I think I deleted it.
I think you can reset it if you have the email still. Like I have my AOL email still, so.
I think I deleted the whole profile.
And remember like when you're on AOL and like people would sign on and it'd play like Avenged Sevenfold or something when they came on?
You had to...
Like sometimes like when it first started it was just like, like they came online and then like
a door opening.
And then the door shuts like when they leave.
That's what I loved doing in
like,
chat rooms. I would just play sounds the entire time in chat rooms.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You had to like put the little arrows in between like, and then it would play the sound or whatever.
I don't remember what you had to do, but
it
was,
you had to do something.
It was a blast.
Yeah, and or like the stars or whatever, and it would play the like doorbell, like, you've got mail, you've got mail, you've got mail.
There was crazy things you could do, too.
I think I had like Simple Plan pay play or something, or some 41 or something like that.
Some of them you could only hear yourself if it was... installed on your computer.
Yeah.
But AOL had specific ones that were hidden that were never used.
Yeah.
That you could just do. There was one like Crazy Laugh Guy.
Oh, yeah.
That I would just do all the time.
Oh, we should get like a soundboard of all the old AOL sounds. That's what we need.
That's something I'll look into.
Yeah, that'd be good. But I remember like as AOL got better, I guess, better somehow, wasn't really that much better.
It became less of a... Like AOL was a whole online experience. It had... Everything.
Yeah, then they started adding music.
It was
like they had
an
a bunch
application.
Of bands. Oh, and like your buddy icon could have been like a band. Yeah, you could, or you could like change your buddy icon if you go to like mybuddy.com or whatever. And like I'd always do like perverted ones. Like there was one guy with like, he's like eating out the chick. And like there was one where he's like running around naked and like one's like coming everywhere and stuff. It's like those really naughty ones. Like one was like boobs coming out.
I think that was AIM specific.
No, you had to, like, download the buddy icon, and then you could put it on your AOL, like, Instant Messenger or whatever.
So here was the evolution of AOL for me. I would get a disc in the mail.
Yeah. I'd always collect them at the grocery store, too, even though I didn't need them.
I would put that into my computer.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would take my phone line out of my wall, plug in my computer, and then I would connect to the internet that way.
Hmm.
You don't remember that?
Take it out. Yeah.
Like I had to unplug my
phone. My mom would get pissed all the time because she couldn't take phone calls.
We couldn't get phone calls.
And then like if anyone called, I'd be like, can you tell them not to call? They kicked me offline.
And there were little software apps you could get that you could install on your AOL. Where they could leave a message and play it, and you could play it while you were...
Oh, I didn't have that. Yeah. It probably would have helped so that my mom wouldn't tell me to get offline all the time.
Probably.
And I'd be so mad because I'd be like, oh my God, the boy I like is talking to me or something like that. And like all my friends were online and I wasn't on. And I'd be like, oh my God, I have to get on. It's like fear of missing out.
It was very late. I was not online before.
I created my AOL screen name in kindergarten and I still have it right now. So I'm like probably the longest living AOL member of all time.
So you were on AOL in kindergarten?
Yeah, 5 years old, probably.
You're a year younger than me?
Yeah.
I didn't get on AOL till I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, I don't know. My mom just made me an email. She's like, you'll need this.
No, my house didn't get on AOL until I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, I just got like, I don't know. I think she must have got a disc in the mail. But I remember the day that my computer, I don't know why we're talking about this still, but I remember the day my computer got to my house and was like sitting outside. I was like, oh my God, we have a computer. Because like we only had like those floppy disk Macs at school with the green screens.
Yeah.
And we used to play like Oregon Trail and like Number Munchers and stuff on there.
We had like a Dino 3D game.
I didn't have that. 3D?
Yeah.
On a Mac?
Yeah. It was called Dino 3D, but it wasn't actually in 3D.
Oh,
it was just, It was like Nintendo 64 graphics.
Oh. Yeah. Ours would always like skip the disc and like, that was crazy.
It's a pain in the ass.
And then we had like, never mind, I'm not going to go into this. Like, why are we talking about this still?
Because AOL was amazing and they need to
AOL
bring it back.
AOL was amazing. And like, I loved all the like, you could make your home page and you could make your profile. And like, I actually learned like coding because I wanted to make my profile so cool. I put music in it. I put YouTube videos. Like when you went to my home page, my like hometown AOL thing, it would play a song. I forget what song I had, but then it would also play this video, the leprechaun that had the starburst or whatever. And berries and cream, I'm a little boy who loves berries and cream.
Little man.
Yeah. Remember that commercial?
I do.
That was always on my hometown profile.
That's obnoxious.
Yeah. I don't think anyone
I don't know
liked
what a
it.
Hometown profile is.
So like you had a profile in AOL that was like, oh, click her profile, but then you could put like this website address in it that was your hometown and it would be a website. It was like all your stuff. Like I'd have all my dolls with a Z, you know, the girls that you like dress up and look like you and stuff, and you'd like label your friends and
with
like
weird eyes, right?
Yeah. And then like you'd have like stars shooting across it and the music plays and like you'd have all these like fire graphics, you know, like with your name in it, but it's on fire and it's all like boo. I love that. Like I was looking for that. I wish mine was still up. I don't think it is though.
So we were like the last family on to AOL, but we were like the first family off of it. So everyone else still had it. And then we had like DSL or cable or whatever it was at the time.
Yeah.
And I couldn't talk with my friends until I found out I could download AIM.
Oh, you couldn't download it? Oh, because AOL was a server at the time.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we were on like, I don't even remember, something weird.
My friend Ashley, she had CompuServe. Remember that?
No.
Oh.
I didn't know anyone who had
CompuServe.
That.
CompuServe. It was like the poor man's AOL. It was so bad. I don't even think I could talk to her on there. I could only email her.
Yeah, you would need...
like Ashley at CompuServe.net or something.
So like I went from not ever being connected to always being connected.
But with no one
to talk to at all, ever.
Yeah, and then we get like LimeWire and Kazaa and Napster. I had Napster.
Those didn't work with AOL.
No, but like this is all the same time. You have like Napster.
I had Napster.
Yeah, Napster was awesome.
I had all of them.
I just liked the user interface of Napster. I don't know why. I think LimeWire was like the most unuser friendly of all time.
Napster became what all those were.
Napster was great, and like until it got shut down, I was like, oh God, what do I do? I don't have any music.
Was there BearShare too? What was that?
I tried BearShare. I could not figure it out. I think it was like people had to be on the server at the time for you to get whatever music they had.
Well, that's technically what it was supposed to be.
I got like all my music on my iPhone is still from when I downloaded on like Kazaa and LimeWire. I've carried it over all the way since then.
I always told everyone that the only reason people were getting in trouble for it was because... it was because they were sharing. I'm like, if you download something and you don't share it,
right? You're why fine. Would you give it to anyone? I wouldn't.
Exactly.
Although I had people make me like mix CDs and stuff, but I don't know.
That was another thing. I would get albums before they were released, and I would sell them in school.
I just always bought a lot of CDs. I had a ton of CDs. All right, so.
So let's get to Disney stuff. All right, let's get to New York stuff.
It's not
going to
be Disney stuff, really, but we went to New York with our friends at everywhere. But we,
all the other podcasts.
We all met each other in Mouse Rants, and you know, we had Mouseport there. Well, most of Mouseport, Kate didn't come. And Allison from Philhar Podcast, which she left us a nice review. She was Smartwater.
Smartwater.
I figured out who Smartwater was. And she's a gem. She's so nice. But I love their show. Who else? No other podcasts were there, right?
Mouse Rants was there.
Mouse Rants, I said that already. Right.
Yeah, I guess so.
I did. That's where we all met. Well, I mean, I met Kate before then, but still.
Scotty B?
And Scott B was there, and he doesn't have a podcast, so, but he is making a, he had made a shirt for us. He made a Puss is Delicious shirt.
He did?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's like Ariel, like, eating Ursula, and it says Puss is Delicious, because I said that on the show.
Oh, he made a shirt?
Yeah, on Tee Public.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to buy that on Friday. I'll get a tank top with it. It works because Ariel is also my favorite. Well, yeah, she's my favorite princess. She's dumb as shit, but she's my favorite.
You're going to show her? You're going to wear a t-shirt with her depicting her doing such a crude...
She's just eating Ursula on a fork. Not eating her out. Oh, yeah, we should have done that.
I was getting... Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sexy. So... We went to New York on Friday night, and we went to Dallas Barbecue. That was good.
Which was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
It was. It was at, like, I, you know, since it was like a chain kind of type of restaurant.
Yeah, what
I was
is there,
worried.
Five in New York?
Yeah. But
are
it
there
was
any
really,
in Dallas?
I don't know. I don't think so. That's like Red Lobster. We don't have Red Lobster around here.
But it's a New England style.
Like, I don't get it. This one's in Florida. We have Red Lobsters everywhere, but not Red Lobster, the restaurant.
It's because it wouldn't do well here.
No, because I can get actual lobster. It's not frozen. I don't need, like, although I want to try the cheddar biscuits.
It's all about the cheddar biscuits. You can buy those frozen in there.
You don't know that. You've never been there.
You can buy them frozen.
I don't want them
frozen.
Yeah, but
that's, it's all about the cheddar biscuits. That's the only reason I want to go as well.
Oh, I like lobster. I would try
the
lobster.
The lobster's not going to be good there.
Have the lobster. I'll have the lobster fried diablo.
So we did Dallas Barbecue.
Yeah, and I got this, like... So I wanted a margarita with like three different slushes in it. And so I saw one that said Tsunami Royale.
Holy shit.
I was like, okay, I'll have that. And I was like, I asked the guy for an extra shot, not knowing that it was in there already. So I guess I didn't get charged for the extra shot. But it was like green, orange. I don't know what the flavors were. Mango, something or other, blue. I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. They just lemon. Tasted good. And it came with like this mini Moscato rosé type wine plunged into it. And I basically had to eat the whole fucking, like, I drank the whole damn wine bottle.
I just got a regular margarita.
And it wasn't good. No.
It wasn't Disney good, which is surprising.
Yeah.
Like, this place does drinks.
Yeah. I don't know. It was really good. And then I had like an extra shot. I think it was tequila. I didn't taste like, my drink did not taste like tequila, but it must have been because I got a little buzzed off of it.
Yeah, I didn't really get drunk.
But
I drank,
I think wine does that to me more than anything, I guess.
What did you get for food?
And then I got like half chicken, half ribs, which were really good. The ribs were so good.
Do you remember what I got? Did I get a
burger? Brisket.
Oh, yeah. It was dry, but it was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Your food was really good.
Cornbread was good, and baked potato is always good. Baked potato with two butters and a sour cream.
Can't go wrong with a...
Butter. You can't go wrong with butter.
With butter or a baked potato.
Mostly butter, though.
Mostly butter.
Mm-hmm. If I could add more, I would.
So what else did we do? After that, we went...
Walked back... To the hotel.
To the hotel, yeah.
I saw the horses from the policemen.
Police horses, yeah.
And they were
the
like
Mounties.
Eating. I think they were feeding them.
They were just taking pictures.
They were so cute. They weren't there to take pictures. They were there to like eat, I think. But yeah, so we walked past the horses. Didn't really see much else, I guess, that night.
It was a hike. That was like a 45-minute walk.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad walk. It wasn't like it was nothing to see or anything, but like, I don't know. I wish we had just stayed in Times Square or near there. We were near Grand Central Station. It was pretty, like, obsolete. There was nothing like there. Obsolete? I don't think that's the word.
No, but it was a desolate. Good word. It was a good word. I liked obsolete.
Doesn't work in this situation, but
it was isolated from everything else. It felt isolated, like,
yeah, it wasn't even next to Grand Central. We were like further down from Grand Central, so we were even further out. But it was at least a bigger hotel room than last time. We had like a kitchenette and everything.
It didn't feel like a big hotel room.
It was definitely bigger than the last one we had there. We went to
it felt bigger than that one, but it still felt small. It felt like I was walking into like a bedroom. Which is weird. I mean, you are essentially walking into a bedroom.
Yes, that's generally what a hotel room is.
It
just
feels weird because it doesn't feel like that at Disney.
No, because you're in Disney.
I'm used to Disney stuff, okay? You have to forgive me, but that's what I'm used to now.
I will not forgive you, and we will move on. No. We were at Residence Inn, and it was cheaper to stay out there than it was at like Hampton Inn or whatever in Times Square. And we got free breakfast, so that was good.
Breakfast was okay.
The room
no
just,
bacon.
Like,
no bacon.
I need bacon.
The mold coming out of the AC.
Yeah.
That was tough.
That was the problem.
Like, it was weird because I walked into the room and all of a sudden I was being attacked. Like, yeah. I had such a bad allergy.
And the AC
attack.
Was on really high. So it was probably just that it hadn't been on in months because it was 70 degrees that day. So
we couldn't get it to shut off either. No matter what we did, it just kept turning back on.
I turned it off eventually. I just put it from cool to off.
Oh.
Yep. Figured it out. Next day. We were meeting up with everybody, so, excuse me, we went to
the Australian for some kangaroo.
Thank you for finishing my sentence. We didn't get any kangaroo. We got meat pie, which was delicious.
Wonderful.
Buffalo wings, which were really, really good.
Delightful.
Like, I'm tough to please on buffalo wings, too, so those, you know that's good. What else? Sausage pocket. Type things.
Wasn't impressed. I didn't really like that.
I think they were pretty good. I didn't like them as much as the meat pie, but. And what was else? Like potato wedge things. That was good. And the beers were all right. I got Australian beers. They just tasted like regular, normal beer.
I just got a couple Yingling because I wasn't impressed with the beer list.
No, the beer list was not very long and the cocktails were like $12. So I'm like, ugh, no, I'll just get a beer. But yeah, I like the Australian. I want to go back and try kangaroo, obviously. They had just, I guess they ran out a few days before we went there.
The whole reason for going in.
Well, no, the meat pie was delicious, so I'm not going to say it was the only reason to go.
That was a plus. That was the whole reason we went was for
no
kangaroo.
No one else complained about their food except for the pizza. So don't get the pizza at the Australian. That's all I say.
It's like Disney room service pizza.
Yeah, like, well, so I probably would have liked the pizza if I wanted it. Because I like that. I like Elio's, so it looked like that. Anyways, so we went from there. We spent like hours there. And then we went to Sleep No More, which is a interactive like play type.
Theater,
yeah. And it's like it's in the McKittrick Hotel and is like 5 floors. It's a spooky type. Tower of Terror-ish 1930s.
It's not haunted.
No, it's not like scary. It's not a haunted house or anything. But we got there, we put our like weird masks on with the beak, and we went on in. We didn't get to spend much time at the bar. I wish we did cocktail hour. I think next time we will do that.
I didn't go back out to that area. Like,
I
you
did
could go
by
in
accident.
And go back out, but
yes.
I didn't.
I got lost at one point because one guy shut the door on me, so let's just not. I mean, we don't have to go in step by step, but like basically you're handed playing cards and you're supposed to go into what number you're called, but all of us just went in at the same time. I don't even know. I think we all got split up at some point, like really soon, but you're supposed to like follow actors around the hotel and you can switch off to whoever you're following or you can just go off and look at different things. There's tons of like different rooms. There's like taxidermist room and like candy shop, all these types of things. There's there's like a house type thing. Like someone's home with the babies.
Yep.
And there was a cemetery. There was, what else did I see? There's a bunch of bathtubs on the 5th floor.
That was an asylum.
I wish I went up there more because I did not see anything up there except for when we saw the first part with the nurse.
Yep, and I was thinking about it. I don't know how we got up there.
How did I lose her? Like, I followed her somewhere, didn't I?
Nope, we ended up following... We followed her, and then we ended up following someone else because a lot of the actresses had similar appearances.
Oh, damn it. I wanted to follow the lady that was in the bathtub. I don't know where she went.
I didn't see anyone go in a bathtub.
Remember we were up there, and I had a letter I was trying to read?
Yeah.
I think there was someone in the bathtub there, and I don't remember why we didn't follow her. Or why did we leave? I don't remember. Anyways, I want to do it all over again so I can actually see, like, more different things. So we stayed together for, like, maybe the first half.
I would say the first third.
Yeah, third. I didn't see it repeat three times. I only saw it, like, two of the same part, so I thought I only saw it twice. So I was like, oh, it was only starting one more time.
It was strange when I saw the same thing happen again. I was like, wait a second, it's just...
What did you see happen again? The bedroom scene thing? The dead guy. Yeah, me too.
That seems spoiler-ish. Was I with you? Yeah, and that's we got split lost up there. Briefly after that.
Right. Yeah, they generally, I mean, like, they're not telling you to split up, but really it's hard to stay together, and it was really annoying when people in front of me were holding hands and stuff. Not like...
Yeah, we never did anything like that.
It's okay if you're holding hands, but, like, if you're stopping me from going forward because you're looking for someone behind me, that's a problem.
They were, like, chains of people.
Right, and there was, like, Asians, like, all together. I'm like, can you not? Like, five people staying together is ridiculous.
No, there's an age limit. It was an 18, right?
If you were 16, you had to have a guardian. Otherwise, it's, like, 21 plus.
Okay, because it felt like some of them were very, like, immature.
Yeah, they seemed very young, and, like, they were... Oh my God, so many of them were talking. You're not supposed to talk at all during the performance. You're not supposed to have your phones on you or anything. All of them were talking, and like the actress had to just stop and stare at them. And I felt like such, I don't know, I just wanted to like punch them so they would be quiet. That was the only problem I had, was that like there's crowds of people that won't move, so I can't go see what I'm trying to see.
Yeah, if you're in it like 110%,
you're kind of ruining it for other people.
Some other people are not.
Like you're bringing me out of it because you're talking and you're like up my ass, but you're like waiting. I don't know. It was just fucking annoying, that part. But the show was so good. Like I just loved watching people. I followed, like, after I lost you, I followed the taxidermist for like an hour and a half. I don't know why I stuck with him for so fucking long, but like once I got lost from who I was originally following, I like walked up and down the stairs and like couldn't figure out how to get to the rooms I wanted to get to. So I ended up going to the bar, getting a drink of water, and then going back in. And like as soon as I found someone, I freaking clung to them because I didn't want to walk around aimlessly and waste time. You know?
Yeah, I did the opposite of what we're supposed to do. I followed the room. I stayed in the room.
That's
the ballroom.
I kind of wish I did. Like next time I might spend the first hour just staying on one floor and seeing what happens on that floor.
Because this was kind of like the main room.
What?
The room I stayed in.
Oh, the ballroom?
Yeah. So like once someone left.
Yeah, someone else came
in. If not immediately, very soon after, someone else came in.
I didn't see much of the ballroom at all. Is that where the forest was?
That was where the forest was, yeah. But that's also where like the final scene happens.
And when the dance goes. That's crazy because it looks like so foresty when it's the forest. There's so many trees in there and everything. And it smells like trees. That was like awesome. Like I followed Beardy down there and like it smelled so
He was the bearded piney. Asshole who split us up.
He did?
Yeah.
I liked him.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to be... I don't know if this is spoiler-esque. If it is, I'll remove it. Are we supposed to be ghosts in the masks?
Like, I don't
because
know.
They're not supposed to...
Like, I think it's up for interpretation at this point. There's no actual rhyme.
Because I saw certain points where people were standing in front of them and they just walked right through them like the person wasn't there.
Yeah, but you also see times where people get pulled into the rooms by themselves. They give them things. Like a guy gave this woman a tool and just like made her put it down. I don't know why he did that, but like they interact with you too
barely. Because sometimes they don't, you're not there to them sometimes.
No, you're not part of the show.
I don't know.
You're watching.
Obviously, you're not part of the show.
Yeah, but sometimes you are.
But
so.
It's like you're a ghost in this hotel.
Yeah, I don't think that's, I mean, I guess. But why would they interact with ghosts?
Because sometimes you see a ghost and you try to interact with it.
I guess. I think it's just up for your interpretation. That's the whole point of the show, is that you take what you will from it.
All right.
Like, I don't know how, I don't even know a quarter of the story of what was happening. I didn't see, like, any of the main characters at all. I friggin' followed the side people, pretty much.
I don't understand the title.
I saw like a bunch of dances and people jumping on the walls and the ceilings, and it was crazy. But I didn't see like the crazy, crazy stuff that everyone else saw. So I definitely want to go back like soon and see the good, 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 good stuff. The naky stuff.
As do I.
I saw one guy's penis.
I only saw one boob.
One? Not even two?
Nope. It was...
Just one boob?
Just
what,
one.
Was it fall out by accident?
It was like side.
Side boob?
But it was full... I mean, it was full on side boob. There was...
I mean, I only saw his like penis for a second. And he was like on the ground getting dressed in the shower or whatever. I don't even know what he was doing. And then
she was getting dressed as well.
I was like, oh, I'll just follow the taxidermist. But he never got naked. So like, why did I do that? But he just put more clothes on, if anything. That was like me and two other people following this guy. I should have taken the hint that probably wasn't the most exciting story. It was good. He did some fun stuff. Like he went to the cemetery and dug up some bones, and it was pretty cool. The cemetery was like crazy with the dirt everywhere and stuff. It was like freaky. Cool. I guess there was a room behind the cemetery, but so when I was alone and like lost, I went into the third floor, which was where the rooms were in the cemetery. And I kept walking into the cemetery and then walking back out because I just could not walk through by myself. There was no one in there, but the music was still playing. It was very spooky. And I know that, I guess there's a room at the other end, but I could not get there by myself because I could not walk through that cemetery by myself. I just couldn't do it. I don't know. It was so scary.
I never felt scared at any point.
That was the only part I was scared of, is because I don't know. I can't see what's in there. It's so dark. I could have tripped and fell into the dirt and left me there for dead.
That's quite possible.
Yeah. I don't understand how we all ended up in the room at the bottom at the end, at the ballroom. How do they funnel everyone in? What if you just weren't following someone at that point? How did you know to go down there?
That's basically where everyone goes, though.
What do you mean everyone goes? What if I was just up on the fifth floor just doing things with like things and...
Well, there were black masks everywhere that kind
of
guided people.
So they would have moved me.
Yep.
I guess luckily I was just following someone that brought me down.
They not necessarily would have taken you there, but they probably would have like started moving you along closer to the exit.
Right. Yeah, and the sixth floor you can't go up to unless you're like specially chosen or something.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
I just can't wait to do it again. I want to do so much more of the story and see like some... Because like at least three people had blood on them and I didn't see blood anywhere at all in the whole place.
Nope.
I was like, what happened to them? And then one girl's hair was soaked and I'm like, what happened to her?
I saw that.
One guy's all like sweaty and like makeup running. I'm like, who's he? And I'm like, I wish I saw these people who actually did like crazy shit. And like, all I saw was like, I don't know. I mean, I saw good stuff. I saw good dancing.
You saw a guy digging.
Yeah, but it was creepy. And then he fought the tailor. And yeah, it was a good side story. But now that I've seen his story, I no longer have to visit him ever again. I know him very well.
Correct.
Yeah, I know the taxidermist quite well. What's the character you followed the most?
Like I said, I would say there was the bearded gentleman, but...
Yeah, I saw him a lot in the pregnant lady a lot.
I saw...
And the maid.
Like, I know their names, sort
yeah,
of.
Macduff.
He was Macduff, and then...
Lady Macduff was the pregnant lady.
In Macbeth, I saw him.
I never got to follow Macbeth once. I tried to after that death scene, and I lost him immediately.
I saw him getting a shave.
I wish I saw that.
It was boring. Really boring.
It probably wasn't as boring as the guy getting fitted for his shirt at the tailor.
Quite possibly.
Or the maid folding napkins.
Yeah, that's... Come on.
I was just like, can you do something... She did something eventually. It was just like maybe she was waiting for the guy to come in or something. It was weird. I'm like, how many napkins do you need to fold? Can I help you?
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
And like, you were in the beginning. She was in the bedroom area with the mantle. And before she like gave the guy scotch and then like laid him down.
Oh, yeah.
I love that door dance. I forget who the... Was it the maid that did the door dance? It was Macduff and someone, one of the women.
And the slut woman.
Oh, it was her?
Yeah.
The one with the titties that were falling out?
Oh, I don't know if it was her.
I forget which girl it was, but they did like the door dance. That was pretty cool. I like that.
I didn't understand it. I don't understand the point of it.
It's just art.
Like dancing is supposed to mean fornication.
It does.
In my book, yes. When I see dancing in a play like this, I'm assuming it's...
You know, I did like dance recitals at like 6 years
that's
old.
That's not what I'm talking... I said in a play like this.
No, it doesn't always mean sex. It's just...
dance. To me it does.
A lot of them were fights.
Okay, so they could have been fights too. But it's either...
I don't think she was having sex against the door. She could have sex against the door.
No, they were in between the door.
Yeah, well, she was trying to get him off her.
I don't know what it was. Maybe it was a rape
scene. You don't
have
to understand it. It's just like, it's entertainment. And it's a, I mean, it's up to your judgment on what it is.
Exactly.
So, in all, I think, I mean, I want to do this as soon as possible.
It was cool. I would definitely do it again.
I loved it. If anyone's looking for it, it's in New York, in the Chelsea area, I believe.
You are correct.
So just go online and look up Sleep No More. And, yeah, you can just book times. And they have, like, different check-in times for everyone. But I would just get the earliest one for whatever. I think there's, like, 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Saturdays. And we did 5 o'clock. I think we got there a little late, so we missed some of the story. So get there early, too. Get there. They have, like, a little entertainment, I think, before the guy's emceeing. And, like, you get... like absinthe and stuff at the bar, so that's cool. But yeah, I really highly recommend everyone do it. And then we went to Morimoto Asia in New York City.
But we were not very hungry.
No, I really wasn't. I don't know. Maybe it was just like all those stairs. You do have to do a lot of stairs and Sleep No More.
I personally
have to be quite nimble.
After I do any kind of exercise, I lose my appetite, which is the opposite for most people.
I think I was just between that, like, and being exhausted from, like, the drive and everything. It's just like, I wasn't too hungry and I wasn't craving, like, sushi or anything. I really have to be in the mood for sushi, so.
I mean, the menu looked really good.
Yeah.
And what we got was
yeah, it was really good. Like,
the bone marrow was really good.
I love bone marrow so much.
The ramen just kind of tasted like Campbell's chicken noodle soup, though.
Honestly, I don't even know if anyone orders ramen at, like, Morimoto Asia. It's just, I didn't want to get one thing and then, like, be hungry still. So that was just enough for me. And, but yeah, everything else looks good. And they had, like, these cool chocolate balls that you could order for dessert with, like, marshmallow or ice cream in them. And they, like, set them on fire and they melt.
That was
and then
cool.
They have these really cool bathrooms that, like, have heated seats. Like, my seat was so hot.
Now, in my bathroom, I didn't sit down, but I did stand up to use the urinal.
Mm-hmm.
And directly in front of me is a mirror.
Yeah, so you can see yourself.
It's... Now, I'm hypnotizing. So when I'm staring at myself, I'm forgetting to pee. I'm just sitting there at the urinal staring at myself. And they're like, come on, can you move it? And I'm like, oh, I got lost in my eyes.
The stalls in the women's room had, like... You know those tunnels with the lights that go all the way, like, in Spaceship Earth?
Yeah, I do.
It was like that, but there was, like, flowers in it, too, and it was, like, all trippy behind the stall, behind the toilet. And the toilet, like, the seat opened up automatically for you and, like, had these kind of options that said, like...
That's weird to me. That means someone's watching you go to the bathroom.
You could wash your, like, puss. You could wash your a-hole. But you could, like... It's, I don't know what it said, like vibrate or something. I don't know. It was really weird, all the options that it had. It was like a fan that you could fan yourself off after.
What the fuck?
I didn't use any of those, so, because if someone else used them, I definitely don't want to use them, but I wish, I don't know. The heated seats just kind of freaked me out. It's better than cold.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than sitting on a cold toilet.
What else? Yeah, that's pretty good. I would eat there again if I was super hungry, I guess. I wish I ate something else.
If I was super hungry, I would go somewhere else. The portions are not magnificently huge there.
It looked like enough to fill me.
Yeah, but if you're super hungry.
Oh, okay. So if I'm hungry, I'll go there. Pricing wasn't bad. It was like Disney pricing. It was like $30 a meal.
Yeah.
Give or take. Maybe 40. What else?
That was it for the night.
Yeah, and then Sunday we went to Disney Store in Times Square. It was less busy this time, so it was awesome.
Yep, you could walk around.
And they had like tons. Oh my god, they had so much stuff. Like, it was amazing going in there. But they had like tons of New York style Mickey and Minnie stuff. So like you could get like I got a Tsum Tsum that has Minnie as a Statue of Liberty. So it's like my New York.
That was cute.
Because I didn't have a New York souvenir from last time, so this is my New York souvenir. And they had a bunch of Mickey stuffed animals with the I Heart New York shirt on, and it was really cute. They had a lot of, they had a story time upstairs for kids that was like Return to Jakku or something like that.
Something Force Awakens based. Yeah.
And they had like stormtroopers and like a huge AT-AT and what else? Oh, they had that like 5 foot tall Snow White doll that was really creepy as fuck. I wonder
the
how much
child
that
doll.
Was. Yeah, it was like, no,
it wasn't
it was definitely,
for sale.
What? It wasn't?
Yeah.
It must be for sale. I'm sure they would sell it to someone if they paid the right price for it. It's probably $1,000.
But it wasn't like, I don't know. I'm sure someone would have to be like.
I don't think it was a display thing.
Definitely was.
No, it wasn't. It was an actual doll. I'll look it up later, but it has to have been at least $500. I'll put a picture of it up on our page, but it's just so creepy. It looks like I took a picture with Snow White closer to me, but she's really like triple the size of all the other dolls. It's insane. It was so creepy. And then we went to...
Was it Midtown Comics?
Well, we went to Beer Authority first.
Went to Beer Authority NYC.
We got brunch there.
Fucking awesome. Amazing.
They had cinnamon bun pancakes, and they had like good eggs Benedict. Tater tots. Tater tots are like key with any breakfast for me.
First of all, the fucking playlist was...
Playlist was awesome. They played Africa by Toto. They played Journey. They played a bunch of 80s, like The Cure. They played Cyndi Lauper. Oh, it was fucking awesome. And then we had like a nice window seat next to like New York Times or New York. I don't know what I took a picture of.
I don't know why you took a picture of
it. But the brunches were like $14.99. I think they do it Saturdays and Sundays until, I want to say, 4, 2 or 4 or something like that.
We don't know. Something
like really late, because we went there at like noon. $14.99, you get the meal and then you get two drinks.
Complimentary drinks with each $14.99 meal.
So you get like either a Bloody Mary, a mimosa, a screwdriver, and they had like coffee, juice, tea.
Soda. I got a beer.
Which
not included.
Did not come with it. But you got a Jai-Alai, which was like Cigar City Brewing in Florida, right?
Yep.
So, yeah.
Best brewery in Florida.
Yeah. They have, they had Cigar City, when I went to Flower and Garden, they had Cigar City Black Cherry Cider. That was like the best thing I've ever drank, especially for like an alcoholic beverage, but it tasted so freaking good. And I can't find it anywhere around here. Even like a different brand name I can't find.
Yeah, that'll probably be tough to come by. It's probably a seasonal thing.
But I might have to like go to a liquor store down there and see if I can find anything.
We're coming up on that season though, wasn't that last year this time?
Flower and Garden's now, so if they have anything similar, they'd have it, but we're not going, so. And what else? Then we went to Midtown Comics down Times Square.
And that's where you discover that they have a WWE comic book?
I did. They have a WWE comic book and had Roman Reigns on the front. And Seth Rollins is like the main character. It was number 4, so I didn't buy it, but I need to go get like...
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4 at least. Oh, that was so great. And I was like, Kevin Owens like looked all not fat in it and stuff. It was so funny. What else did we do? I think that was it for New York.
Yep. Then we got on the bus and headed home.
The bus ride was not too bad. We stopped in Rhode Island to save, $20 a person. So it was like a 5-hour bus ride instead of 4, 3.5, 4 or something like that.
I was expecting it to be a 6-hour bus ride.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
The bus driver got us home
an hour before. Oh, yeah, he got us home early, so that was good. And the we go on Go Bus, which goes out of Cambridge, so we don't have to go into the city at South Station. Just because South Station garages are like super expensive, they're probably like $50 a day, if not more. And the Cambridge one was only $25 for 2 days. So,
and the last time we went, the first time we went, we got out without paying somehow.
Yeah, so I mean, it's either free or like $25. But Go Bus has always been good the past 2 times, and we've done it like 4 trips total.
Yeah,
so
if you see a bad review, it's
slim to none, I guess, because we're very like picky when it comes to, not picky, but like, you know, if something goes wrong, I'm gonna say it. So, you know, they give you waters when you get on. The bus on the way home had electricity, which we didn't have on the other two.
I don't think, maybe it didn't, we just didn't notice it.
Yeah,
like, I never
looked
for it.
I just bring portable chargers, so it doesn't have like Wi-Fi or anything. It doesn't have like the Greyhound stuff, but you're really saving a whole lot of money to go.
It did
go
have
bus.
Wi-Fi.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, I tried using it the very first time we went to New York, and it just didn't work.
It wasn't very good.
I would just download a bunch of Netflix. Like, I watched Sausage Party on the way home, and I just listen to podcasts and stuff. Just download them before you leave, and you're good.
Yep, I watched Samurai Jack on Hulu for a little bit.
I slept a little bit. They have the bathroom's fine. It works just like a airplane bathroom. There's no running water, but just use sanitizer.
Yep, and they provide that.
All you have to do is go number peeps. You don't have to go number poops.
Those aren't numbers.
So, if anyone wants to do another meetup, let us know. We'll do hopefully one in New York again or in Boston, depending.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
What people want, when we're going to go and stuff. I mean, I'd love to do one in the summer, but it just depends because we're going to Disney in September. September 29th, 30th, and October 1st.
Yeah, summertime is pushing it close.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how it goes. But meetup, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. We're still taking people if they want to come down, meet us, or if you want to book through me at jillian@aywvacations.com, you can email me. We have free dining, somewhat. If you're lucky, I'll get you free dining.
If it's still available.
Yeah, if there's any rooms left. Yeah, I think that's all we have to say. I guess I'll have to post the link in our page, but we got some Epcot 35th anniversary shirts that Matt made, and they came out really nice. We got ours the other day, and they came out really good. We got some like RIP on the back, and
they're very sharp looking.
Yeah, we have all the extinct attractions listed, and we have a bunch of pictures on the front of them. So if anyone wants to grab those, I'll post that on the page. And otherwise, we have our TeePublic store on our website at whatsthispodcast.com/shirts.
If you want the shirts.
Yeah. I think that's good for now. I think we plugged just about everybody so far.
Yep. We have an Instagram. We don't use it.
Yep. And, I post to my travel page. If anybody wants to look up Jillian Lasseter at As You Wish Vacations, that'd be me as well.
That's where you're going to get most of the stuff anyway. So.
Yeah, I post a lot more there than anything else. All right, so today we're going to Animal Kingdom again, and I'm trying to finish up Animal Kingdom so we don't have to go back there anymore because there's really not that many extinct attractions. This one,
it's because it's so new.
Let me grab my phone. We are, it was opened like, what, 94, I think? So we're going to do what was open on opening day in Animal Kingdom. Let's get the date. I know it's April 22nd because it's Earth Day. 1998. Okay, 98. That makes more sense because I was there in 98.
Wait, that's when Animal Kingdom opened?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Journey to the Jungle Book we're doing first. It was closed in April 1999, so 1 year it was there, and then it wasn't. And then it was replaced by Tarzan Rocks, and we all know how that went.
It doesn't rock.
It just, Tarzan okayed.
Tarzan, right? Tarzan bored.
Tarzan boo. So, I don't have much to say this. It's that same theater in Dinoland, and so I want to just hop, skip, and a jump right into it. It's a 30-minute show.
Holy.
10 times daily. Holy shit, that's a lot of shows. I guess that makes sense, because Nemo does what, like 5? And that's an hour.
Nemo does 5 shows?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Holy shit.
Can you imagine? Those people sing so much.
That's fucking out of control.
Isn't that crazy? Like,
do you think they rotate cast between each show?
No, it's the same cast.
That sucks.
Exhausting. Like, yeah. I wonder how much they get paid. Same with like the guy in Festival of the Lion King, the fire guy. How much do you think he gets paid to put fire on his foot? Not much, right?
Fire on his foot?
Yeah, he like balances the fire on his baton or whatever. I bet he does not get paid very much. I bet I get paid more than him, and I don't touch fire at work.
Fuck that.
You know, like. Or the guy that got set on fire at Lights Motor Action. I always wondered how much he got paid to do that.
$8.50.
Yeah, $8.50 an hour. Like, I was making the same at the deli, probably, or more.
Minimum wage.
Yeah, like, and I didn't get set on fire ever. Well, no. Yeah, no, I didn't.
Trying
That's
to get
just,
made.
These are just the things that keep me up at night.
They're trying to get their big break.
What was I going to say about... the other thing I was going to say is Voyage of the Little Mermaid, you know that show that we go to at Hollywood Studios, we haven't gone in a while,
once.
But that girl sings a lot. I mean, sometimes she's not good, but she sings, and she sings like a lot of songs in that show, and that's what, like, gotta be 10 or 15 times daily. It's a half hour show. That's gotta be exhausting.
Yeah, I thought they did maybe like 4 shows, but yeah, now that
yeah. I mean, Broadway, they do what, like 2 shows a night, and there's like dark one night. So, that's a lot, but like, you know, like Holly Madison did like a show, 2 shows a night, I think.
This maybe. Shit, well, Holly Madison didn't really do much except for show
right,
tits.
But I'm saying, this is like just my example because we went to that. But that's what I'm just saying, like these people must not get paid enough to be that exhausted all the time.
I doubt it. I mean, I guess you really got to love what you're doing.
Unless you're just really good at singing and it just comes naturally and it doesn't hurt your voice or anything. You know, like, I don't know. It just must be a lot of work for getting like $6 an hour.
Yeah, fuck. Fuck that.
Well, let's see who's going to sing along on this Jungle Book right here. This Journey into the Jungle Book.
All right, press
Journey
play.
Into Jungle Book. Why doesn't it say the? It just says Journey into Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Sounds like, you know.
Doo-doo-doo. Nothing is happening.
Nothing is happening. Let me make it a little louder. I don't think I can hear it quite much.
Many strange legends are told of these jungles in India, but none as strange as a story of a young boy named Mowgli.
All right, this is a guy dressed like a...
It's a panther.
Bagheera.
Is Bagheera a panther?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, his tail's like moving. That's creepy. Its tail's moving by itself. Ugh. Oh, it's on a string, baby.
It's a puppet, probably.
It was a man.
Had I known how deeply I was to be involved, I would have obeyed my first impulse.
Oh, is he down there and up there? I'm confused.
Wait a second.
There's two Bagheeras? He found a baby. And then it occurred to me. It's a baby, baby, baby.
I knew had been blessed with a litter of cubs.
A litter?
Is that what they're called? Yeah, a litter.
Of baby, of puppies?
Yeah.
Of cubs? What, cubs?
No, a litter of...
He said cubs.
Cubs is correct.
Well, wolves are cubs?
Yeah, a wolf cub.
Oh, why isn't a puppy a cub?
Because it's a puppy.
Oh, I love when the baby cries in Jungle Book. It's so cute. Oh, the wolves coming out? Are they shaking their tails?
It's weird that the wolves didn't eat them.
Baby. Are those wolves? Are they puppets? Oh, I think they were hand puppets. That was really weird.
They look like raccoons.
That didn't make any sense. I like the water fountain falling out. Is that a puppet?
I hope so.
Oh my god, that was so creepy. Oh.
That's gotta be a puppet. Oh, that's a kid.
Oh, that's a kid now. It was definitely a puppet before. Oh, they're just throwing puppets at him.
This is ridiculous.
And then one night, the rocks are parting. Met at Council Rock because a fierce tiger, just a painting of wolves. I wonder if anyone watches along with us.
Even the strength of the
probably not.
No match for the tiger.
Tiger. It's a tiger, eh?
Shere Khan's a dick.
Oh, the tiger's just in the tree. It's like literally part of the tree, like Grandma Willow.
It's like the tree of life.
It was like Grandma Willow when they were like, oh, it shut off. Its eyes were lighting up.
Now I'm not gonna see that. It's not a
Bagheera.
Getting sleepy. Should we start back home?
Mowgli.
Shut up, Mowgli.
I'm taking you to a man village.
But why?
Because Shere Khan, because
you smell,
has returned to this part of the jungle, and he has sworn to kill you.
Kill me?
Man.
Why are you
and
dead?
Shere Khan is not going to allow you to grow up to become just another hunter with a gun.
But just explain it.
No one explains anything to Shere Khan.
Maybe so, but I'm not afraid. I want to stay in the jungle.
Could you imagine if he went through puberty?
This is so weird.
Being raised by wolves.
He's like an Asian guy.
Things will look better
and quite
in the
adult.
Now get some sleep.
Why is he so muscly? Why couldn't they pick someone who was scrawny so he looked like a baby? Mowgli's not fucking muscly.
I don't think any children are really muscly.
No. You shouldn't have even hit puberty yet. Oh, okay, the elephants are coming up.
How come the elephants only have two legs?
Pick it up. Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Pick it up. Two, three, four. I wish this song was in the live action. This is my favorite song.
I don't know this song at all. I didn't know that they were facing the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. Where's the baby?
It'll show up.
It will. He will.
Told you, there he is, speaking of.
Oh, there he is. He's so cute. Oh, it's so weird because they only have two legs. You couldn't just put arms on them. Weird. Uh-oh. What happened? What the fuck? It's just putting an advertising in the middle of the fucking video? Or did it reload? What a fuck. Wow, that was a fucking commercial in the middle of the video?
They do that now.
Holy shit, it was for Disney Wedding, but that fucking pisses me off. Wow, I'm so mad. Obviously, I don't want fucking Disney Wedding.
What the fuck is Mowgli doing?
He's trying to be an elephant, but he's got too many arms.
March, march, march.
Large march.
Always marching.
I'm putting in for a transfer to another herd.
Silence in the ranks.
Silence. Oh, hit her.
Inspection.
They must put their arms in the trunks or something.
I think they just swing them. Oh.
No, they're going up.
Carry on,
carry on. Carry on,
carry on. A little more spit and polish on their bayonets. Wipe off that silly bins on
I remember this part.
I love this part. I don't know why they're like a military thing. Oh, the baby.
Well, there you are. Let's keep those heels together, shall we, son?
Okay, Pop. Sir.
Well, a new recruit. I say, what happened to your trunk?
Yeah, what happened to your trunk, little Asian boy?
It's a man cub. Oh, this is treason. Sabotage.
Treason?
No man cub in my jungle.
Yeah, get the man cub out.
Wait a second.
The man cub is with me. I'm taking him back to the man village.
Treason because he's a man cub?
Bagheera can't go on the ground because or else we'd see that he's a human. He's been in the tree the whole time.
He's in the tree the whole time in the movie.
No, he walks on the ground. Like a cat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, he's grabbing his tail. Alright, Mowgli, take it easy.
Mowgli, you're gonna get in trouble.
Always getting in fucking trouble. Oh, the baby.
You are going back to the man village right now.
So just bring him.
I'm not going. I'm staying right here.
You're going if I have to drag you. Oh, that does it.
That'd be awesome if this just became him dragging him there.
Just dragging him across the stage the whole time. Mowgli doesn't run very fast. Oh, there's Baloo.
Baloo looks very tired.
He looks purple.
What the fuck is he?
He looks like a monster. He doesn't look like a bear.
That's not Baloo. That can't be Baloo.
He doesn't look like a bear at all.
Oh, oh, I've seen everything in these woods.
Because they tried making it like artistic and not like the cartoon characters.
It looks like fucking Grimace.
Pitiful. I can't tell if they're on mics or if they're just lip syncing. Oh, they're on a trampoline! Oh, that
yes.
looks fun. This is like a Festival of Lion King type thing. Jump! Why is he a dog?
They're definitely lip syncing.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, all the trees shake when they do that. I like that. Rawr.
Nope, you still don't
barely on a trampoline. They're barely jumping. He's jumping now, but he's getting double jumped. The trampoline is so unnecessary.
That was so he could take that bump right there.
He just fell. What is little britches? Why does he call him that? Like, because he has small pants?
Because he's got small pants, yeah. He could have just called them britches because
yeah, he calls
he
them
has
that
pants.
Anyways.
They'll make a man out.
Ooh, a man. He looks pregnant.
Well, that shouldn't take too
I wonder
long.
What he's due. It's like this, little britches.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I don't like
dancing
this version.
Is so bad. Oh, coconut fell.
Imagine if it didn't.
Oh, it did again. How many coconuts are in that tree? How did it fall on its own?
How did it fall on cue?
Right, how did it... Why didn't it fall on his head? I hope he broke it with his head. He did. Why'd he throw the coconut? He didn't eat it.
He didn't want any.
Oh, called a train of ants.
You eat ants?
Ants. Nom 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 nom. Baggy, I love that. Jesus, he almost slammed it on his hand.
They'll come to me.
They'll come to you.
They'll come on you.
Whoa.
Come on, Baggy, you idiot. Why are they on the trampoline? They're not using it. Jump. Oh yeah. Just make sure the coconut don't fall again. This is so creepy. Oh, the bananas fell on his head. Alright, I forgot. This is the best song in the movie.
It was the best song in the movie. Sucks when you do it like this.
One part of the song.
Oh, he's scratching the front side of him.
Ooh, scratch your front side now. He just dances like an idiot. Mowgli does. He got no rhythm. He was falling down. Oh, yeah.
How about you sing
it? The bar.
He's got a weird accent.
Yeah, I don't know. He looks like Bear in the Big Blue House and like Pepper. Oh, the tree came to life. Oh, shit. What the hell is that?
It's probably a monkey.
Oh, is it the orangutan? Orangutan. How do you say orangutan?
Orangutan.
Orangutan. Ting. Ah, they're creepy. The monkeys are stealing him. Get your hands off my man, kid. Oh, he's running in place now on the trampoline. I'm not sure what's happening.
Scene change.
What's happened? I'm in a different tree now. I'm trying to get down. Someone please help me. It's ruined. Don't worry, Baggy. I got him. I'm just going to run in place on this damn trampoline.
Oh, he fell. I wonder if that was on purpose.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on. Oh, there's a temple.
I want
King
to be
Louis.
A man cub.
Who's King Louis? Oh, God, this guy's creepier somehow. Cool. Just fine.
Yeah, you prick.
Oh, he's even more pregnant than Baloo.
Well,
why do they have just weird stomachs? Why don't they make them all around?
Orangutans do have that kind of stomach.
Oh, that's true. Bears don't.
Yes, sir. I'll do anything to
bears.
Save the jungle.
Well, Ben, I'll lay it on the line for you.
Oh, yeah? This guy seems weird. Oh, yeah, the very huge nose.
Why is an orangutan the king of the jungle swingers?
Because all the other monkeys are small.
Are gorillas monkeys?
Gorillas aren't in India, are they?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know if that could be wrong, but I didn't see any gorillas in the live-action one, so I assume they only got monkeys that were in around this area, Asia, Indian area. Oh, he didn't hit that note.
A lot of them aren't hitting any of the notes.
No, they're skipping a lot. Oh, there's a trampoline again. Oh, he's pretending to jump rope. Oh my god, his arms are so long. He must be holding on to sticks at the end, huh?
Yeah, without a doubt.
I guess that makes sense. They look like shag wrap rugs. They have those like do-rag things on them. Not do-rags.
He looks like one of the Fry Kids from...
Dreads. They have like dready fur.
It looks like shreds of paper.
It looks like a mop.
He looks like a Fry Kid from McDonald's.
Fry Kid?
Yeah.
I don't remember them. I remember the chicken nuggets.
I know. No, they're not the chicken nuggets. They're the Fry Kids.
The nuggets are Fry Kids?
No.
Oh. With a stick. Oh, he's waving his hands like he just don't care. Oh, I don't think I remember them. They look like Weebles.
Sure, I don't know what a weeble is.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Oh, girl monkeys. I bet Baloo's one of them. Yep, he is.
Yep, there he is.
Now Mowgli's just dancing with the monkeys instead of being upset.
He's sort of fighting.
He's just taking it.
He's dance fighting.
He should be beating the shit out of monkeys. One more time! When's his clothes gonna fall off? Oh, they're gonna take his clothes off for him. What the fuck? That didn't go well at all.
No.
They slowly took his fucking, like, bra off. It was really creepy.
They're like, we knew the whole time it was you, Baloo.
They're like, open. Now his boobs are up. Boobies. Oh, that girl's skirt almost fell off. Oh, boy. They fell down. I just don't understand. Oh, now the monkey's beating the shit out of Baloo. Oh, now they're... I don't even know what they're doing. Oh, no, earthquake! Ah!
Was there an earthquake?
They all fell down. Oh, shit. Some of them died.
Oh, the temple's falling down around
them. Oh,
the
temple's falling apart. Oh, shit. Everything came apart. Set is really cool. This fog and all the stuff broke. That's cool.
That's what I call a swinging party.
Swinging.
The set's the only thing good about
this. Yeah, the set's really cool. Very interactive. At least it's a story. It wasn't Tarzan Rocks where there's no story whatsoever. This is actually the movie.
Yeah.
And they did all the good songs. He was doing his, stretches.
The man cub must go back to the man village. The jungle is not the place.
Man. You look like a man. I like that fountain thing. It's so cool. It's actually running. I mean, it's not water, but it looks like it's running water.
Like you did when the monkeys kidnapped
him. I'll take care of him. He's not me, he's gonna kill him.
Not in the jungle. And another thing, sooner or later, Mowgli will meet Shere Khan.
Shere Khan! Where's Shere Khan? Oh, the tree. There he is.
Oh, let's bring that tree back.
Why isn't Shere Khan a real person? Why isn't he gonna kill Mowgli?
They're saving the reveal.
Oh, maybe he's just a tree, though.
He won't be.
Ah. No, he could have done that when he was a baby.
What are we gonna do? We'll do what's best for the boy. You better believe it. You
feed him to the wolves.
Do it. Good. Then you will take Mowgli back to the man village.
Back? He never went there in the first place.
That's where he's from.
Yeah, but they didn't want him.
That's why he's going back.
How did he get away? Did someone just throw him in the river? Like, bye.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't
watch it again.
I think a bunch of wolves killed his parents.
No.
Isn't that what happened in Tarzan? A bunch of monkeys killed his parents?
The tigers didn't they? I think the tigers savage, like, came up into the camp and killed a bunch of people.
Oh, wait, we're coming up on the snake, right?
Oh, yeah, where the hell's Ka? Mowgli. I hope they do this song.
There's the reveal.
Ah, there's Shere Khan looks crazy. Oh my god, he's so scary!
It's a big ass puppet.
Oh my god, I don't like this. Okay, bye. Jesus Christ, that was scary.
Bye, you bitch.
He had the hugest fucking head and his mouth opened so wide. Just in
he was just ahead, though.
Oh, is he there again? Oh my god, he's so scary!
I know you, alright! You're Shere Khan!
He has a fucking huge body, too. Oh my god. Oh, if he moves.
Me. I will work from
anyone. Ah, you have a spirit for one so small.
He's
and
so
that
big.
Spirit is deserving of a sporting chance.
Please don't run, please don't run, please don't run, please don't run.
To come to death.
Please do not go after that boy.
I'm enthralled by this scene.
Yeah.
For me.
Holy shit, that puppet's so scary. Oh, they're moving like different parts of his body. It makes it look huge.
It's all just like paper, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. 10. What is this, hide and seek? Oh my god, don't come out. Don't come out.
He won't come out.
Oh my god. Oh my god, he's scary.
That's a pretty badass idea for him. Holy shit.
This looks so cool. Oh, Baloo's fighting him. Oh, there's fire.
Fire.
Oh, shit. It's pyrotechnics. Oh, the tree's broke. Oh, okay. This set is awesome. Oh, there's fire. Oh, his tail's on fire. Yay, just like the movie.
Is that how it ends?
Yeah, he runs with his tail on fire.
What's the matter with him?
You've got to be brave.
Yeah, but he didn't burn down the whole forest.
Being brave won't save his life. Blue.
She must remember, Mowgli.
Blue was an idiot.
And he that lays down his life for his friend.
Aww. Not you, Bagheera. You've been in that damn tree the whole time.
One name will stand above all others.
Not yours.
Our friend, Baloo the Bear.
Baloo the Bear.
He's cracking me up. Memory of Baloo's sacrifice and bravery
in fact,
will
I can still hear her.
On our sand tops.
I wish my mother could hear this, especially now. Hey, don't stop now, Bang. You're doing great.
Why, you big frog?
Baloo, you're all right.
Oh, yeah.
I never felt
jumped into
bad.
His arms.
Good thing that trampoline was there.
Yeah.
I was taking five. Hey,
taking
Bang,
five.
Too bad you missed the action. You should have seen how I made a sucker out of old Stripes.
Old Stripes. Well, the hell is Ka? You know where to be seen.
No Ka in this one.
What the damn hell? That's a good song, too. I actually like the soundtrack now that I think of it. Oh, she looks pregnant, too.
Is she a puppet?
Is she pregnant?
They're all pregnant.
Yeah, everyone's pregnant.
Why can't you balance that on your head by itself?
Drop
why do you need to
it,
hold it there?
Drop it. Drop it.
What's that?
Water.
I need that.
What is that
those.
Thing?
I ain't nothing but trouble.
Oh,
just
it's a river?
I've never seen one before.
She could have done it the other way so we didn't see that she's not putting anything in it.
Is she a little person?
She's just Asian and short. Aw, they're gonna fall in love.
He's clearly...
He's so weird.
Like an ape man. He's clearly a wolf man.
She needs to get married so she doesn't have to get the water anymore.
That's what happens?
She said till she's grown, and then she won't have to get it anymore. Who the hell's gonna get the water then?
She'll have to have her own kids.
Yeah, she needs a slave so that she can get
You have
someone.
To have kids so you don't have to get the water anymore.
Yeah, it's like the worst job.
Mowgli.
No!
He's hooked. It was bound to happen.
I wish,
He likes the ladies.
I wish Blue was funnier. Yeah. They could have done so much more comic relief in this.
But I still think he would have made one swell button. Oh, come on, Peggy, buddy! Let's get back to where we belong.
Look for the bear. Oh, I thought he was tapping.
No, you can't tap on
yeah,
a trampoline.
No. I hear tapping.
That's,
oh,
clapping.
That's clapping. Oh, clapping. That's what that is. Bear necessities. Bear necessities. Yeah.
You already said that. You shouldn't have to say it again. Someone
oh,
says, let's go home to me.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
That trampoline needed to be fixed. Oh no, the elephant's on the trampoline.
Not a lot of spring in that trip.
Not at all.
The elephants didn't save the day.
Why would they?
Didn't they save the day in the live action?
No. Did they?
Yeah,
no.
They put the fire. The whole forest was on fire. The whole jungle was on fire.
They set it on fire?
No, they put it out.
They did?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I remember that.
That monkey was actually doing a tap dance move that I do. It's called the wings.
Yeah, but They weren't tapping.
No, but they were doing wings.
Those fucking elephants are creepy as shit.
Oh my god, I hope Shere Khan comes out again. He needs a finale.
Shere Khan has
to. He needs
come
to take
out.
A bow.
He should be the only one.
Bagheera can't come from behind his tree, so he has to wait from there. Oh, they went away.
He just doesn't wear any pants.
I can't come out. My pants still aren't on. Oh, I'm leaving. Okay, that was good. I like that.
That was good, but how come Shere Khan didn't get his...
Shere Khan was so good. Oh, Ka.
No, he didn't get his ending there.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he didn't get to come out and be like...
Oh, he didn't get to finale.
Yeah.
I wish they put Ka in him for like a second. So I liked it. I liked it better than Tarzan Rocks.
Definitely better than Tarzan Rocks, but I could watch plants grow and that'd be better than Tarzan Rocks.
I think I would watch this show like at least once a trip. I love Jungle Book, so.
Ka is an entire character that they just decided not to put in.
I mean, it's only half an hour. You can't do everything, but.
Then don't do the elephants if you're not going to have their big scene at
the
end.
Oh, I love the elephants. That's not in the regular movie.
They work together to put the fire out.
I think the forest is still, like, it fades out of fire in the cartoon version.
Well, it makes more sense that everyone worked together to put the fire out.
I guess. I don't even know what you're talking about. From the live action?
Yeah, that's the only one I've seen.
I don't remember. Oh.
I fell asleep for the cartoon. I can't stay awake for the cartoon.
Then you have no opinion because that was
the
original.
I do have an opinion. No. The original was a book.
You have to have a comparison.
The original was a book and you didn't read it, so you didn't have a comparison.
No. I don't know anyone that's read the book, but okay.
So then they don't have a comparison.
The cartoon is great. The beetles, birds, the vultures.
I thought that was Robin Hood.
No. They're the beetles. I hate to break it to everyone, but we're going to try the Jungle Book alive with magic. Now, this was put in... Oh, let me get the dates. This was put in because Rivers of Light was like literally a year or more late with opening.
Oh, so this is a recent thing?
Yeah, it was last year. And
how come we never saw it?
Because we weren't there in the time it was there. It was May 28th, 2016 to September 5th, 2016. So
3 months.
I've only heard bad things about this. I've heard it's very boring and it's a snooze fest. And I happen to watch, I like click through this video just to see if it was anything we could watch. And it really just looks so boring. It's all Indian dancing, but we must, I mean, if we're going to go with Jungle Book, we might as well try this. I'm not going to guarantee we get through a fucking half an hour of this because honestly, it just looks like Indian people dancing the whole time.
If it's, we'll cancel this if it's no good.
Yeah, we'll take a vote on that because I think it's supposed to be because it's the Jungle Book they reimagined or whatever. What was it called?
Alive with Magic?
No, like the live action one. It's supposed to be off that.
It was just called the Jungle Book.
Yeah, but I'm saying that this one was the live action one. The Jungle Book Alive with Magic was at Animal Kingdom where Rivers of Light is now. Let's just start it and see if it's anything. I'm probably going to get bored real quick. I wish we were watching Paint the Night instead.
Alright, so that sucked.
Alright, let's stop. Okay, there's people playing music on these Indian instruments. And there's like floating stages. I mean, the stage looks cool because it's on the water. There's a couple stages, actually.
Do you know if it's anchored or does it move?
I think they move. I don't know. Not 100% sure. So I wonder if those stages still look exactly the same for Rivers of Light or not. Or if they just put them in for this. Because this was really like a last minute ditch. Do something with it. Is that a band?
Oh, yes.
They have candles?
Yes, it is a...
Oh, the Chinese ladies with the yo-yo things?
I thought they were Indian.
Oh, I don't know what's going
Wait,
on.
Wait, no, this... Jungle Book takes place in
India, right?
Yeah.
Or Maharaja, right?
At the Taj Mahal.
You know, I like the tigers in the Maharaja jungle trek. It's like that.
Now, the Jungle Book takes place in Agrabah?
Nope.
Agrabah is in.
Agrabah is not a real place.
It's in India?
It's supposed to be.
Because they drive by the Taj Mahal.
Oh, do they?
They don't drive by it, they fly by it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This is super boring.
Oh, I'm so bored. I feel bad for this guy that had to film this fucking thing, because he just like, well, he probably just put it on a tripod.
If he didn't, tripod, this is that was fucking my... still as shit and good for you.
That was my nickname in high school. That doesn't make any sense because I don't have a dick. Alright, do something, God. Why are you doing like rituals? This is literally just, we want to waste your time so you're not in the park. And this is at night, too, so like this is literally...
Oh, she's playing a sitar.
There's nothing else to do in Animal Kingdom at this point anyways because not a lot was open.
There it is.
Yeah, meow, I meow, love meow. That. Oh, there's people dancing with these cup things in their hands.
Those are Benoit balls.
Oh, Benoit, you put those in your vagina so it's tighter.
You could put it in your butthole, too.
Gotta tighten that too.
Yep.
I wonder how those work. Like, you have to clench so you hold the balls in.
Yeah, you don't want them to fall out.
That's interesting. I wonder if that works. I bet I'd just forget they were in there.
I don't think you can forget. I think they just pop right out. I don't know.
I don't think they're very big. I think they're tiny.
I
like,
have a vagina, though.
Vagine. Oh, gotta hold those cups.
I always assumed they were the size of the meditation balls.
No, like the ones that swirl in your hand?
Yeah.
No, I don't think those are them. They're like little tiny, like probably like those air with the guns.
A BB?
Not BB. What's the one you have?
It's an airsoft, but it
airsoft.
Shoots BBs.
Yeah. Oh, Jungle Book.
That's about time.
Okay, so it's like...
it's a water light
phantasmic,
show.
Phantasmic, like those water and things. What?
But none so strange. The tale of the cub who called Mowgli.
Is that Patrick
No,
Stewart?
That was the guy. Is it Patrick Stewart? The guy from the live action one. Was it Elba? Idris Elba. What's
oh,
the guy's name?
Idris Elba.
Idris.
I don't like that character.
Idris?
Whatever.
He's Charles in The Office and I hate him.
Yeah, I hate Charles.
I hate Charles, and therefore I hate that guy. Even though he's probably great. Oh god, there's water shooting everywhere. The wolf is the pack. The projections don't look very good on when you're filming it, I guess. I can barely see anything.
It doesn't look that great when the water doesn't connect like it's supposed
no,
to.
No, the water's like so high in the air, too. It's crazy. It is Shere Khan.
The
we
thing
can't
in the middle
because
should
the middle
be
is not water.
A man cub becomes man, and man is forbidden.
Man!
You want to protect him, fine. But ask yourselves... How many lives is a man cub worth?
Man cub.
It's fucking amazing
He's
that
a
one
man,
tiger
baby.
can rain that much terror.
I know. That the wolves could afford Shere Khan. I want to look at the people. Oh no, another commercial?
Another commercial.
You want to get married?
Oh, no.
No, just kidding.
It showed one.
I like this movie. I want to watch it again.
You didn't like it.
It scared me because we were so close.
I thought it was great, but you guys didn't
scary.
Like it. Christopher Walken was weird. Weird choice.
Yeah, I don't like that part. That just like creeps me out. I like Bill Murray, though.
You guys what didn't like that one either.
No, because I do not agree with Scarlett Johansson being that. Ben Kingsley is Bagheera. Who's Ben Kingsley? Have we seen him?
Yeah, but
anything?
That wasn't Ben Kingsley's voice.
You're just Elba as Shere Khan. Ben Kingsley. No, it was Ben Kingsley, right?
You said Ben Kingsley was Shere Khan, and then you said Idris
no,
Elba.
Ben Kingsley is Bagheera.
Oh, okay.
Idris Elba is Shere Khan. Lupita. Nyong'o.
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley.
That's the Mandarin in Iron Man 3.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, now we're back to some Indian dancing with the fans on their back. This is my favorite song.
That's a white person.
Oh, he was in Schindler's List. I still haven't seen that. No, Now I'm just looking up their birthdays to see if I can wish them any a birthday. I wonder when Bill Murray's birthday is. You can tell this show is not very entertaining. It's just dancing, but not the kind of dancing I like. Oh, what's that guy doing?
He's peacocking.
Are they? They're not in the audience, right?
They're on a stage. They're on a stage.
Oh, I can do that. I can do that ballet dance.
I could do that too.
You can stretch your leg up to your head.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I thought this said that the little boy that played Mowgli died. Born and dead.
Created this jungle where they made furrows with their tusks, the rivers ran.
Oh yeah.
The trunks, the leaves fell.
Ooh.
See?
Oh, you mean maybe it's the narrator or something?
No, the elephants made the forest. They made the jungle, and then they saved the jungle.
Aw, that's nice. I need to watch that movie again. I don't remember much of it. All I remember was I was scared shitless the whole time. It was scary.
Listen to me, this is not a game. Go to the north where the sky glows at night, I'll find you on that.
Up until Iron Man 3,
mm-hmm.
I thought Ben Kingsley was the guy who sang Stand By Me.
Stand by me, stand by me. Oh, this guy's birthday just passed. Giancarlo Esposito, April 26th. There, we can wish him a happy birthday. He was in a bunch of stuff I don't really know. He was Aquila. He was Sidney Glass in Once.
Oh, I hated that guy.
What happened to him? Is he dead?
But it wasn't. It was Ben E. King, not Ben Kingsley.
What?
Who sang Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
So I know I make a lot of mistakes, but that was a legit one.
Oh, he was on Drunk History, too.
What are you doing so deep in the jungle?
Deep into the jungle.
Are you alone here?
I can be your friend. What's a man going to do?
That's a white girl.
Scarlett Johansson?
No.
I'll keep you safe.
That one
I'll
right
keep
there.
You safe.
Just you and me. Sweet thing.
Sweetie. She's so creepy.
She's a snake. She's supposed to be.
Trust in me.
Her song in the credits? Awful. She cannot sing for shit. Trust in me. This lady sings it better. Trust me. Oh, I think there's a band over there in the yellow, right? Yeah. I don't see a singer.
This isn't Scarlett Johansson singing?
No. I don't see the singer, though. I just see a bunch of people dancing and the people on the drums.
She's over there.
Oh, on the other stage?
Yeah, we're not even in the middle stage.
I just did this one because it had different camera angles. So, like, we get zoomed in. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're moving like snakes. Move your body like a snake.
Boy, I can't believe they employed this many people to do this. Unless they're just doing it for free. Trust in me. Yikes. A fat white girl on that stage. Is she the singer?
No, the short-haired black woman was.
I didn't see her. Is she with the band?
No, she's on the middle stage. They did show her. You just weren't looking at her because there was a fat white woman there.
Oh, yeah. She was pretty much in the way. Oh, I like that part.
Doesn't sound like a snake, though.
Yay! Clap, 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 clap.
What? Relax, kid.
Bill Murray.
Bill?
Tree of Life looks nice in the back. You see it?
I can't. Oh, yeah, now I can.
Yeah, it looks nice.
I didn't like Mowgli in this one.
Oh, they get parasols.
That's not Bill Murray.
No. Like I said, someone else is singing the song.
I want some Bill Murray
version.
Fat
white girl time. Okay, that's the singer stage, I guess.
Yes, it is.
I wonder where I'm wrong. He's black also, I think. Sounds black.
He's a black guy in the middle singing.
I can't tell if he's black because the light's on him.
He's got the umbrella.
He's like tan. He's like black like Ray Park, right?
What?
No, Darth Maul.
No, he was black. This guy
oh,
is
yeah.
black.
Oh, yeah. Wait, who was black?
No.
Yeah,
exactly. A lot of things about Darth Maul are black. Ray Park is a black man name.
No. Just so everyone knows, he's very white.
He moves like a black man.
Does he? He moves like a freaking Korean guy who's like into kung fu.
No.
Yes. Oh, they're holding up little flower umbrellas.
I lost respect for Darth Maul.
When he wasn't black. Yeah, what the hell happened to him? He's lost touch.
He was a lot tougher when he was black.
Yeah, he's lost, like, so much street cred. Beware! If you look under the rocks and plants, would you take a pair of the Big Papa?
Who's the Big Papa?
The Big Papa. It's like Po-Po. All my life I've been Po. But it really don't matter no more. Alright. I'll come to you.
They're coming your way.
They are coming all over the place. Woohoo! The water has not stopped. Whoever's over there is probably getting soaked. What's this? What's going on here? Oh, he's in the spider web. Nope. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, what was this part? There's no spider, right?
What's he doing?
Oh, the monkeys are taking them.
Oh, yeah. It's crowd surfing, right? Is that what it's called? Remember the concerts when people throw you over the... It's crowd surfing.
Butthole surfing?
What's butthole surfing?
I don't want to talk about it.
Is that gay porn?
No, there was a band called the Butthole Surfers.
Who's that?
Off topic.
Oh, can't talk about it. Secret. Oh, God, here we go. I'm Christopher Walken.
They're going to play his version of the song, right?
It's the only one they pick out of the whole movie. Oh, they just cut his video. And that's the one thing you can give me. And I, you know. Oh, hey! Why is there an MC now? Animal Kingdom, what up?
The show's just starting right now.
Yeah, they're just like, well, how you doing tonight? I hope you like the warm-up. Oh, fuck you. It's 15 minutes. He's forgot to sing. He's doing too much dancing. It's taking away from his singing. He's got a nice purple scarf on.
I'm bored.
Yeah. Why is he changing it so much?
Everyone wants to make everything their own.
It's like he's like trying to be a Joe Jonas of Christopher Walken.
That dance move they're doing right now, I feel like that's the only dance move Indian people do.
Yeah, they like twist their hands.
Yeah,
and, like, ching,
and they move
ching, ching,
move in that direction, yeah. And they clap and turn around.
Yeah, you do it all over again.
Do it in the opposite direction.
I bet no Indian people whatsoever helped with this show.
Doesn't seem like it.
Oh, that girl's so short. Oh, they're kids. That's like the whole music the whole time.
It's almost making like a mockery.
I know. I'm like offended to be not Indian. Oh, God. I think you're ridiculous. What?
Gigantopithecus.
Is that a word?
It's a legitimate type of monkey. It's extinct now.
Oh, well, he's being creative.
But that's part of the song.
It is.
At least the song in the actual
live
action. Yeah.
Well, I don't remember that part.
I remember that part.
I don't remember the ridiculous part.
That's why he was so big in the movie. He wasn't an orangutan.
Oh, you're right. Yes, I didn't like that either. I didn't like that he was fucking huge as fuck and he still got, like, killed, like, screwed over by a fucking 8-year-old.
It makes more sense. A regular orangutan is not going to be that intimidating.
It's a cartoon. It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It
doesn't matter.
You don't have anyone now.
Oh. Wait, what? You don't have anyone now?
Oh.
He's dead.
You didn't hear? Shere Khan killed him.
Aww.
Aww,
that's not nice.
No! You're lying! You're a liar!
You're lying to me! Why would you do that?
The hell? Oh, that's the cave. Or whatever, the temple. Oh, temple fall down. Boom! The water just never stops. Alright, what's going on now?
Is it over yet?
Just standing there. Do something! Boo! Guy almost got his shot covered. Oh, there's fire.
The red flower.
Red flower.
Man's creation. It brings warmth.
Oh, that guy's playing with fire. I
let
like that.
It loose, and it destroys everything.
Yeah, baton of fire.
Man didn't create fire.
I created fire. You can create fire, though. You can make a fire.
Yeah, but they said it was man's creation.
Maybe it didn't exist before, man.
Nature created fire.
Yeah, nature created everything.
I think they're afraid of something else now.
What?
The man cub is now a man.
He's a man, baby. I keep saying that. Do. I want to play drums.
Go ahead.
Burr, burr, burr. Right now?
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. I have no rhythm. Can we at least watch the fire guy? Fire guy.
Dude, this sucks.
Guy.
Is this the finale?
Is this over? Is this it? They're not even dancing. Couldn't
red,
they just
red
dance?
Red light, blue light. Red light,
red
blue
light.
Light. That's all they're doing.
Red light. Red light. Oh, now they're clapping sticks. Great. How entertaining is this? Oh, good. You all have drumsticks, and now you're clapping them together. Good. That's wonderful. Yeah, keep doing that. Kids like that a lot. Like,
she's swinging fire, but it's...
Who?
No, maybe it's a he.
The guy on the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too bad we can't see shit about him.
Sometimes he makes it look like it's a stick.
No, now it's not a stick. Now it's...
Yeah, but sometimes he makes it look like it is.
Oh, shit, yeah. He's got, like, lanterns of them or something, like, that are hanging.
They look like nunchucks.
Yeah.
Fire nunchucks.
Oh, good. We get to see these people, like, dance and, like, hit their drumsticks and shit.
It's ironic that they're...
Oh, God.
...showing an image of fire on the water.
Fucking dance is so stupid. This is so bad. Should have brought the Discovery River boats back instead.
Just close down the park early.
I know. Why are people sticking around? Look, the crowd's fucking full. They're probably this isn't going to stick around, so we need to see it while it's here.
The good thing
is... Oh, boy. No, we do not.
You know that no one's at the bus stop right now.
The fire guy's coming back around. He's just going in a circle. Yeah, everyone's here. Or you could go on Everest. Or Cali.
I'd rather get on the bus before these people show up at the bus and then talk about
how... Oh, isn't that a great
show? Did you see all those Indian people doing those dances?
Oh, remember the drumsticks when they hit them together? That was amazing.
I didn't realize Indian people were just so white us.
Oh, okay. The Shere Khan's coming out on the screen. And nothing's happening. The lights are going off the tree. The sound's pretty loud for being an animal kingdom.
Yeah, you're definitely scaring the fucking animals.
Scaring me. I guess this is... should be a finale, but it's not as exciting as it even was before. Shere Khan's gonna kill people. Oh, no, he's dead.
It's a fight, too.
Yeah, now he's on fire. He did.
He just took Mufasa's death.
Nah, he did. Fire Muffin.
I already did that this episode.
You did? Fire. Yes.
I didn't,
I didn't
say muffin though, yeah.
Yeah, I like that muffin video.
Paperclip.
Newspaper. Boysenberry.
Look well, wolves.
Look alive.
This is the law of the jungle.
Pack attack.
Until the next tiger comes. Why is there only one tiger?
They don't have to be afraid of tigers now. They know they can take them out.
Don't the wolves eat other animals?
Yeah, but when the water's low and you can see the rock, there's a truce between all the animals.
Oh, so they don't eat each other?
Right.
So why would they want the water back?
Well, they don't eat each other at the rock.
Oh, this is a safe space.
Yeah, safe space.
So God forbid anyone leave.
Exactly.
Man cub. I want to be a man cub. Oh, are these people not asleep?
Even the actors are going asleep.
Seriously, the fucking, like, the water's mesmerizing. All the lights are nice and slow. And I just want to go to sleep. And the Tree of Life's all nice and lit up. Oh, the drums are back. That's how it sounds like. Oh, one more time, Animal Kingdom, what's up?
That's what it's supposed to sound like.
Woo!
They just keep doing these.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, I just didn't. Oh, no, no. Not the song again. Ew. Oh, boy. You suck.
Sorry, guy, you're never going to make it.
Is that a friendship boat just picking people up? He's like, oh, you done yet? I came over from Epcot. What are you doing?
No, it's one of the old...
Discovery River boats.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just brought it out again. They're like, you guys done yet? You gotta go home. Alright, we'll go save you from the stage. Oh, that's weird. If they didn't, like, get the boat out, those people would just be stuck on that stage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they could swim back,
no,
I guess.
No, the front stages look like they're attached to... Oh, you're talking the backstage.
Yeah. They need, like, rescue.
They could probably swim to shore.
There's no way you could pay me enough to dance on those stages in the middle of the water. That water is like flush eating bacteria.
Even there, too?
It has to be. There's no way they clean it. The fat lady singing. Oh, yeah, you're so Indian. Oh, God. Why are they doing every song again? Why would we need a recount?
That's what they do at the end of the...
Holy shit.
The live action.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe we fucking watched it all.
Necessities. That Bo Bear necessity. They're waving them. Goodbye. Something good should happen at the end, at least. Get a reward for sitting through this. Oh, the star player's just leaving. She's like, I'm done. Lady, the show's not over yet. We have to go now.
I think it'd be good if they all just set on fire.
Or they just set the stage on fire. Like, bye.
They put all the actors on the boats and they push them out into the middle of the lake and they set them all on fire.
Those people still have to dance even though they're getting transported back from the stage. Like, okay, now you're on the smaller boat, but please keep dancing because we can't... Oh, shit, that boat's going so fast!
It's fucking flying.
Oh, my God! They're still dancing, too. You're gonna fall down! Stop!
Be awesome if it just
they got strapped in. Look at that. The guy, the crew guys. He's like, can you please not film me? Oh, you have a spotlight on me? Oh, cool. Okay, this is great. This is great. Oh, there's a guy underneath steering the boat, too. His arm.
Oh, it's like a submarine boat.
Yeah, except it goes fucking like 50 miles an hour. Like, keep dancing. No, it's okay. Yay, it's over. We did it. Hooray. Oh, I feel bad for anyone who saw that in real life. Could have seen Fantasmic, you could have seen Wishes again, you could have seen Illuminations more first and foremost. Like
25 minutes
anything.
Was way too long. You should have been at any other park at that point in
you
time.
You could have Star Wars fireworks was going on, you could have seen those. Boy oh boy. Unless you really like the Jungle Book remake,
I did. But I didn't like that show.
Still didn't like this show. Yeah, no, I didn't need that. I could have just went to Morocco and watched people dance for like 5 minutes and be good.
Not a bad idea.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that last man standing. We'll just like start belly dancing with the people.
That's I only belly dance. That's the only dancing I know.
That's how the songs all go. They're all the same.
It's not a bad noise, though.
Jinga, 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 jinga. Okay, hope everyone enjoyed that. Yay! Because
we didn't.
If you want to watch the videos, they're on our website. Or they will be, at least.
Yeah.
They're on whatsthispodcast.com/watch. There's something else I wanted to say, but I forget. Oh, if you want to call in and leave a voicemail, we have a phone number. It's 857-293-1442, and we'll play it on the air. And we haven't gotten any voicemails, so why aren't you calling? God, why don't you like us?
Yep, don't forget to...
leave us a review.
Leave a review, 5-star review.
We'll talk about that. What else can you do? I don't know. Contribute. Ask us what ride you want us to do next, yeah. I guess. We're doing Epcot next week, so there's plenty to choose from there, right? Epcot? No, we're doing Hollywood Studios. Right, MGM.
I don't know the rotation.
We're doing MGM. Pick a stage show or some shit like that.
Could be Hollywood Studios. It doesn't have to necessarily be MGM. It
doesn't have to be, but, you know, we'll take requests. If anyone just wants us to do one, we'll just do that one. We'll go out of order. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it all.
I think at this point, it doesn't really fucking matter.
It doesn't matter.
As long as we don't do the same park twice in a row.
I'll fucking do Jungle Book, like, Live with Magic ever again in my life. Boo.
All right.
Boo for them.
Extra boo. I'm done.
Call it quits. Till next time, people. I'll see ya. Smell you later.
We'll see you. Smell you later.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next time.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bed can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the trees to make some honey just for me. When you look onto the rocks and plants, take a glance at those fancy ants and maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Oh, they'll come to you.
The jungle VIP. I reach the top band at the stop band. That's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man maker and stroll right into town. I'm beaches like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Oh, whoop-de-doo. I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you. Talk like you too. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret maker. Come on, crew me what to do. Give me the power.
Mothman's red flag.